Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
If you're going to come up for prayer, the first thing you need to do is repent of sins. You got to get rid of sin. God don't hear the prayer of a sinner. So you got to repent of all sin. And you got to realize that's just like I see people all the time that have bitterness or unforgiveness toward someone. Maybe their own husband. Like that woman out there in New Mexico that when she came down for prayer that night, me and Cheryl was there at the front. I said, ma'am, she looked like she was probably about 70 years old. I said, ma'am, what is wrong with you? She said, I have a terrible pain in my right hip and my right leg. I said, how long you had it? She said, 12 years. She said, I have prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happens. I said, well, you really are a Christian, aren't you? Yes. Do you go to church? Yes. Cheryl immediately says, do you have, since it's in your right leg, and Cheryl's learned a lot of things about the human body, and this is something that we've learned just in research, but if you got a problem on the right-hand side of your body, you got a problem with a male. If you got a problem on the left-hand side of your body, you got a problem with a female. Now, I don't know why it works like that. I have no idea, I have no scripture to prove this, but it just does. It works. So Cheryl asked the lady, she said, do you have an unforgiveness toward your husband since it's on the right side of your body? Now, see, she's been going to church. She's been prayed for 12 years, and nothing has happened. See, when you pray for somebody and nothing happens, you need to go and start doing some research. Because God said in His Word, He would answer our prayer. Did He not? Every time. He said, all my promises are yes and amen. So every time you ask me, I answer. You know, if everything's lined up like it's supposed to be. So Cheryl said, do you have an unforgiveness toward your husband? Because she said, it's on your right side. And the daughter was standing right there, looked like she was about 50. And she said, Cheryl, you hit mama right between the running lights. Said, mama has a bitter unforgiveness toward daddy. And she said, she has a worse unforgiveness toward daddy's brother, Leroy. Now then, do you see anything wrong with this picture? If you're a Christian, you've been reading the book. Did God say for you to forgive everyone from your heart? Did He say that? If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Is that what He said? Do you think He meant what He said? So why do Christians carry so many grudges? If we know He's not going to hear our prayer, He's not going to answer our prayer. In fact, He's going to send a demon to torment us. If we don't forgive, why in the world do so many Christians carry an unforgiveness or a bitterness in their heart towards someone? Sometimes it's their own children. And God says, I won't put up with that. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. So anyway, I told her, I said, ma'am, if you got this unforgiveness towards your husband, you're going to have to forgive him. She said, well, I have read the scriptures and I do know it says I must forgive. Now, but see, she's been carrying this for 12 years. What, honey? Yeah, she couldn't sleep. I mean, she had all kinds of problems. Pain in her right hip and her right leg. I know I have to forgive. Okay, so I'm going to forgive my husband. And I said, and how about Leroy? Do I have to tell him? I said, ma'am, I really think it would make God happy. You know, if you would just, when you get home, if you'd walk up to Leroy, you just put your hand on his shoulder, say, Leroy, I'm going to forgive you and love you. I don't care what you treat me like. I don't care how you treat me. I don't care how mean you are to me or whatever you do, because God commanded me to love you. I'm going to love you. I said, will you do that? She said, yes. When she said yes, she screamed, jumped and screamed. I mean, it startled me. I almost jumped, fell off the platform up there. I said, ma'am, I said, what just happened? She said, the pain that's been in my right leg and hip for 12 years just left. Did I get to pray for her? No. God was standing right, Jesus was standing right there wanting to heal this woman, but He couldn't as long as she held that grudge. He wanted to heal that woman. She was His daughter. Jesus wants you well. He doesn't want you sick. But when you got a sin in your life, He cannot go over that sin. He's made rules. So anyway, the woman, you know, she forgave and everything, and she got healed. And then she said, oh, it feels so good with no pain in my hip and my leg. 12 years I've suffered. So she went out visiting with some of the friends she knew and everything. 30, 40 minutes later, me and Cheryl still praying for people. She comes back up and she said, Pastor, we got to go home. But she said, I want to tell you what. She said, them two boys, it wasn't either one of them boys worth the pain I've suffered. Is anybody worth the pain? No, ain't nobody worth the pain. So why not just forgive and do what God says and get it over with, right? Walk in love and you don't have to be sick, right? Whenever she got into that bitterness, who knows what he did? I don't know. She probably didn't even remember. 12 years ago? But she's still carrying that bitterness for 12 years. And who knows what Leroy did to her, but who knows? You know, I mean, you know how brother-in-laws are. Sometimes they do something to this to you, and or they'll make a joke about you or something, and you say, well, I'll never forgive him for that. Yeah, you will. Either that or you're going to be in pain, because God didn't say the guy that's doing the problems, he's going to torment. He said he's going to torment you. You are going to be tormented. Or your children. Yeah, that's even worse. But you know, I don't understand us. Here we read this book and we don't believe it. Now, I want us to turn to Matthew 8:13. And I don't care what translation you use. King James would be fine. Matthew 8:13 in the King James Bible. And I want you to look at this scripture. Just look what this says in Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Here's why I try my best to ask you when I pray for you, do you believe you're healed? And if you say yes, then you got to believe that with no doubt in your heart. Or if you say, well, I hope so, then I know you don't believe it. And I know you ain't going to get nothing from God, because God is not a fly-by-night cowboy. He is God, and he's a faith God. And he says, without faith, it's impossible to please me. Is that what he said? So you've got to believe him by faith. So whenever you're prayed for, whichever one of our prayer teams pray for you, when we pray for you, we ask you the questions, do you now believe you are healed? And if you say yes, then we're going to ask you another question. Why do you believe you're healed? Well, I don't know. I hope so. That's what I thought. Now, that don't work. You got to say, yes, I know I'm healed, because first of all, the prayer of faith healed me. The word says that Jesus says, as I have believed and I believe, I'm healed. You see what I mean? Now then, if that scripture says, as you have believed, so be it done. In other words, that centurion, he came with a boy that needed to be healed. And Jesus talked to him a few minutes and he said, now then, sir, and whenever he said, I believe if you will just speak the word, when you read that whole chapter, you'll see that if you will just believe, your servant will be healed. And he said, I believe. And Jesus said, as you have believed, so be it done unto your servant. And the servant was healed that selfsame hour. So see, if I can't get through to you, or one of my prayer teams cannot get through to you, when you come in and you say, okay, you have a demon. I have a demon. I'm a Christian. I can't have a demon. Well, first of all, I know you don't know nothing. If you don't know that, you don't know nothing. I mean, Christians can have demons. I'm telling you, that's what causes our problem. Those demons are controlled by God, from God, and he sends them. And it tells you clearly in the word that God sends tormenting spirit to torment you if you don't walk in love. Amen. The scripture says that. So God sends a tormenting spirit to torment you. And so when we kick that spirit out, when you repent of sin, I remember a lady one day, a Spanish lady, really black-haired, beautiful woman. Her husband and four boys was there when I went over to this home. A Baptist preacher asked me to come over there. And when that woman came in the room and sat down in a chair, I said, ma'am, what you need is Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness, that woman jumped up and slapped at me. Man, I jumped and grabbed her hand just before she hit me right between the eyes. I said, wow, I back off here. And I said, ma'am, what you need is Jesus. No, I don't want nothing to do with him. I thought, ooh, boy, this girl, she don't want to. I said, man, this girl's got, I said, you got a demon in you. And her husband's sitting right there holding her hand. And I said, you got a demon, ma'am. I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, I have been given all power and all authority over demons. It is written, Luke 10, 19, and 20. All power is given to me over you in the name of Jesus. So I said, you demon of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And she turned around and looked at me and she said, I'm not coming out. I have legal right to be here. I thought, that's a lie. A demon don't have... I didn't know nothing either, see? So don't feel bad when you don't know nothing. You're looking at a pastor who didn't know nothing either. I'm learning a little, but I still don't know much. But anyway, I'm commanding this demon to come out, and he's speaking to me out of her mouth, saying, no, I have legal right to be here. I don't have to leave. That's when I said, you're lying? I did not know at that time how it worked. I didn't know the rules of the kingdom. And so I said, you demon of hell, you're lying. You have to got to come out. And it clearly says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And I said, Lord, I have all power. And I commanded him to come out. And he said, I ain't coming out. I'm not coming out. And he was screaming right out of her mouth. I stopped after four or five times. And I said, Lord, this ain't working. You said in your word, that you gave me all power and all authority over these demons. And I'm commanding this beast to come out, but he ain't coming out. So, Lord, your word ain't working. I said, why is this demon here? He said, son, he's here because I sent him. Now, that didn't line up with any doctrine that I'd ever seen before either. I said, you sent this demon in this woman? He said, yes, because of her unforgiveness. So I said, Lord, you mean that scripture in Matthew 18, 21 through 35 really means what it says? That if I don't forgive everybody from my heart, he will send a tormenting spirit to torment me or my children? I thought, wow. So I asked the husband, he's sitting right there, I said, do you have any idea who your wife has unforgiveness toward? He said, oh yeah, that's real simple. He said, it was her first husband. He said, her first husband said, you see them two biggest boys right there? I said, yes. He said, those two biggest ones, that was hers and his, whereas the two smaller ones are mine and hers. But he says, that second one, when it was born, he showed up at the hospital for just a few minutes and then told her he would never see her again. He didn't want kids. And so he left. And he left her in the hospital with a baby and another one coming out. And he never want to hear of her again. So she has held a bitter grudge against him all these years. Sounds like a good reason to hate somebody, doesn't it? But with God, it don't carry no weight.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.